We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a treat. Now, I do understand this is radio, so you cannot enjoy the experience as much as myself. But in the studio, I have with me Miss Black USA.
Oh, yeah.
Kelsey Horn in the building. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Not as excited as I am.
Oh.
You are such a nice person.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's really refreshing to meet a person who is gorgeous and talented and validated for being so. I mean, you have an actual title for that. And still be so down to earth. Very refreshing.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
You are a graduate from Michigan State University.
Yes, I am.
And your specialty, your bachelor's degree, is in advertising and public relations.
Yes, sir.
What made you choose that as your major?
I have a lot of interests. Be myself, I'm a creative naturally. Mm-hmm. And then also I had an interest in politics. And then I always like sharing news with people, and I also like promoting businesses. So I thought public relations was the perfect way to merge those things. And so I started a PR and events company in Detroit, and so it's just been taking off from there.
Remarkable. Now, Ms. Black USA. Mm-hmm. You went through a process. Can you explain that process to us?
Yes. So for any ladies that are interested in participating in Miss Black USA, you can look us up at MissBlackUSA.org. But first, you have to win a state title before you ever go to nationals. And we compete in fitness wear. We were the change agents in no swimsuits. So, you know.
So is y'all fault?
It's not our
just,
fault.
Okay. You guys led the way to eliminate the swimsuit.
We absolutely did.
It's y'all fault. It's okay, though.
No, I think we are definitely the change agents because we do not want to sexualize our women. We don't want to promote one standard of beauty. We want to promote healthy lifestyles in all shapes and sizes.
I actually like the move because I like the move. You all went to a fitness model. Mm-hmm. Rather than a swimsuit competition.
Yes, you don't have to be 6 foot, size zero, to compete in our competition. Absolutely
beautiful,
not.
Beautiful.
But what we do want, we want women of substance, right? So you have to be more than a pretty face. We also compete in a talent competition, personal interviews, Q&A, evening gown, of course. But our contestants are like no other pageant that I've experienced. So our women, we have, some of them are in PhD programs. A lot of them have authored their own books.
Wow.
They have nonprofits. I think over half of us are in grad school. So we have a phenomenal group of women. There's no cattiness. There's no one trying to destroy your dress backstage. I really made sisters in the process of competing.
That is tremendous. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the talent competition?
Yes.
What was your talent?
I played the saxophone. Yes.
You did what, girl?
I played the saxophone. You know, the most soulful instrument there is. I've been playing since I was a little girl.
That is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you can't keep giving her a round of applause. Damn, Julian. All right, so you played the saxophone.
Yes.
That was your talent. Mm-hmm. There's a Q&A segment, mm-hmm. right? And what are the questions about typically?
They're all related to the Black community. So I think my question was why Black women we have such a large amount of student debt, and also why we are having a hard time finding employment after graduation.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So, you know, my response for that was, you know, Black women, first of all, we have the most student debt because we're the most educated in the country right now.
Wow.
And then
yeah.
also, as Black women, when we get in these corporate positions, we need to make sure that we open opportunities for other Black women. But also, we start our own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
And Black women have the fastest rate of growing small businesses.
Absolutely.
In the United States of America.
3 times that of our white counterparts.
That's right. 3 times of your white counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's remarkable that this pageant has such intellects involved. You said that some of the contestants are PhD candidates.
Absolutely. We have some lawyers competing this year. When I tell you the amount of like phenomenal women, and like our conversations, they weren't any superficial conversations just about hair and makeup. We talked about politics. We talked about what was going on in our country. We talked about how we were going to go back and be change agents in our community. You know, we weren't just talking about makeup and hair and boys. That's not.
This
what
sounds
we were
like
doing.
A really good place for a single brother to find a great woman. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who hosts the pageant?
So every year we have a new host. So we usually find someone who is, you know, relevant in the black community. Are you interested in coming next
year? Damn right. All right. I'm trying to hustle up on a job here. This, as a matter of fact, I would do this half price my regular fee.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Absolutely. Yes. What date?
We don't have a date for next year, but it's always in August in Washington, D.C., in Chocolate City.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. Who are you going to have host?
We're having you.
Y'all going to have me host?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That deserved one. Julian, I'm giving you a pass on that one. That definitely deserved a round of applause. Everyone has to win a state title first.
Yes.
What kind of state title must they win?
So I had to first become Miss Black Michigan before competing as Miss Black USA. So at the end of the competition, we have girls from all across the country, and all of them are doing awesome work across, like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, if you look up our organization, look up some of the work that these women are doing, like, I'm amazed all the time by the things that these girls are putting out, the programmings they're coming up with, the collaborations they're making.
Amazing. Right now, you are Miss Black USA,
mm-hmm.
So that means you go around and you do the public relations thing a lot. Mm-hmm. What's your platform? What are you trying to affect?
Mm-hmm. So the pageant actually has a national heart health truth campaign platform. So what we want to do is make a healthier black community. So heart disease is the number one killer of all Americans, right? But as a black woman, you're 30% more likely to be affected. As a black man, 50% more likely to be affected. And that's much due to our lifestyles and our food habits. So we really want to bring awareness to that and, you know, create a healthier community for ourselves.
That's beautiful. On the other side of the break, Kelsey Horn, Miss Black USA, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Can we talk a little bit about society, government, politics?
Whatever you want to talk about.
All right,
gotcha.
Let's do it. 404-892-2703. That gets you in the conversation. 404-892-2703. I'm sitting down with Miss Black USA, Kelsey Horn, in the building. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. News and talk. 1380 WAOK. I got Kelsey Horn, Miss Black USA, graduate, Michigan State University.
Hey, hey.
Congratulations, Julian. No applause that time. Are you sleeping at the wheel, Julian? You good? Okay. He got it all out of his system during the last segment.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about the current administration?
So I travel quite a bit, right? And
right.
So I've made some connections internationally. But when I talk to my friends who are overseas about our current administration and politics, I am embarrassed all of the time. So, and as Trump has just opened the floodgates for bigotry and hatred and racism throughout our country. So I'm ready for this to be over. Like, I'm ready to get him out and get someone fresh in. Can't wait for 2020.
Reverend Sharpton said it's almost as if they've taken the shame out of racism.
Absolutely. When I tell you, I feel like I'm watching politics and I'm feeling like I'm watching a reality show. Like, this cannot be real. Like, this has to be scripted. Like, is this really our current administration? Is this what our country is looking like? Like, it's unbelievable.
But that is his context. His context is being a reality show participant.
You are absolutely right.
That is his context. And I broke this down to a group maybe about a month or two ago, and I talked about the jester. And during ancient civilization, or even post-ancient civilization, you had a jester. And a jester was kind of the ancient television of what our modern television would be today. And the jester would be brought in, and they could do things like dance and play instruments and sing and tell jokes. And they would entertain the kings and the noblemen and the queens. And if you were a bad jester, you got killed or hurt to send them a message to the other jesters, you better come and entertain us.
Mm-hmm.
In a really ironic way, we have elected the jester as king.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. President Trump was a jester. He entertained us. That was his introduction to the American living room, was really through entertainment. We all knew his name, kind of as a business guy, but he wasn't household until he got the reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is president of the United States.
Unfortunately.
The Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think society always has a rubber band effect. When things go one way, they kind of snap back the other way. I don't think you would have had the Me Too movement and so many men who have done women dirty professionally over years being ousted. I don't think that would have happened without a Trump being elected mm-hmm. president. I think that was a direct response to President Trump. What are your thoughts about the Me Too movement?
So in relation to what you just said, and also we saw like tons and tons of women running for office. I think it was it was almost like 600 black women ran
for. It was a record.
Yeah,
right.
We broke records. And so I think it empowered so many people to use a voice, have a voice in their community and like be change agents. But the Me Too movement, I feel like we are empowering women all across the world to step out or to speak out about how they've been wronged. I went to Michigan State, right? So we had some issues with sexual assault that mm-hmm. were very publicly recognized. So I've had the chance to speak with sexual assault survivors and hear their stories, and it's heartbreaking. And so for women to come out there and empower other young women or women across the country to share their stories as well, I think we're really scaring some men too. So we're telling people they need to act right and respect women, and we're giving each other the agency and support that we needed a long time ago.
I think it's a remarkable thing
mm-hmm.
because women have been marginalized.
Mm-hmm.
Women have been dismissed,
mm-hmm.
but they've been going through this. I never forget. I asked a special woman in my life when this stuff was happening. I was mm-hmm. like, wow, people do this.
Yeah.
Right. And so I went to this very special woman in my life and I said, has this happened to you? She said, Rashad, it happens all the time.
All the time. Most of the time, we never hear these stories. But many of these incidents have happened to your mothers and your sisters
yeah.
and your aunts. And no one ever speaks on them.
Right.
We're just forced to move on and get over it and go on with our lives and deal with it because this is what we've dealt with for so long.
I think this speaks to the terminology rape culture.
Yes.
And rape culture does not mean that everybody in the culture goes out and rapes people.
Mm-hmm.
It means that culturally, we have fixed our minds
mm-hmm.
to, one, not believe the victim, and to also have a level of protectionism that kicks in when a person is accused of rape. We want to come to their defense. We want to say things like they are innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in a court of law. You are in the court of public opinion and common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I feel that the atmosphere, male-dominated atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
has created a level of conduciveness when it comes to rape.
Absolutely, it has. And I think now, because all these women are coming out, it's sparking something in a lot of male heads. So a lot of my friends who are in college, like, they talk about how they approach women differently and how it was an episode of Grown-ish, actually, the other
okay.
day, that really, he was like, so do I... Each step, do I ask, oh, is it okay to hold your hand? Is it okay to kiss you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I touch your back? Like, absolutely. I think that we are changing a generation of minds, right? And so I think further on, we're going to see less of this happening because we're more aware of what can be taken out of context.
That's right.
And how we should be more respectful just to prevent incidents like this.
It's wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's wise to do. It is a good habit to adopt early, to
mm-hmm.
understand that what you are about to say
mm-hmm.
or what you are about to do could be misinterpreted. So let's be very
mm-hmm.
clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's be very clear. Have you had instances like that happen in your life
mm-hmm.
where you've been sexually assaulted or harassed?
I would definitely say, especially going to college events
yeah.
where alcohol is involved, I've definitely been in situations that I was uncomfortable with.
Sure.
And I wouldn't say that I'm a victim of sexual assault, no. But
okay.
I do know many friends that have been.
Wow.
And I do know friends who have spoke out and who have been brushed off. And I know friends who have never spoken to anyone else.
Wow. You are representing Miss Black USA, the pageant, the
mm-hmm.
organization.
Mm-hmm.
How has that been for you?
It's been an awesome, awesome experience. So everything I do and everywhere I go, I want to impact and uplift the Black community. That is why I took on this role. So when I get the opportunity to speak to people of color, especially little Black girls, and, you know, they first see this this sash and crown, and they think it's shiny, but then I get to talk to them about my time in college, me being an entrepreneur, the community service that I do. I hope that those things stick with them. But it's definitely gave me a platform to go out and share my story and advocate for us.
I think it's remarkable that you have such insight at a young age. Can I say your age?
Sure.
You're 24.
I'm 24.
24.
Almost 24.
Oh, you're really 23, about to be 24.
Yes.
You just want to be grown earlier. That's all. I think it's remarkable that you take such pride, not only in your look, but in how you are interpreted to the rest of the world.
Oh.
Okay. That is remarkable.
Thank you.
You are a beauty pageant winner, Miss Black USA, but you don't have any swimsuit pictures online, at least that we could find. I think that was intentional, right?
Yes. So we definitely want to promote all different types of body types, right?
Right.
So we don't have one standard of beauty. Black women, we come in all shapes and sizes. We wear our hair in all different textures.
Yes.
You know, we it's okay to wear natural hair in our pageant. In other pageants, you have to conform to one standard of beauty. And so that's why pageants like Miss Black USA are still relevant. Because we need to celebrate us and all the uniqueness that Black women and Black womanhood is.
Wow. I want to be down with y'all.
Be down.
I'm down. I'm down 100%. So very proud of you.
Thank you.
I know you are well qualified to do what you're doing, and you are a tremendous ambassador for the organization.
Oh, I appreciate your words so much.
We appreciate you. All right, how can people follow you on social media?
So you can follow us at Miss Black USA, or you can follow me at Kelsey Horn, KelsiHorn underscore.
There it is. Thank you, sister. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.